There have been at least 16 episodes of prescription drug counterfeiting and tampering in the United States this year. That's a sharp increase over previous years. Officials say drug shortages and high prices are encouraging counterfeiters. As NPR's Joe Neal reports, they're especially targeting cancer and AIDS drugs.
Rick Roberts lives a very active life. He's a professor at the University of San Francisco and spends his summers working with at-risk youth at the Eagle Rock School in Colorado. Even though he has AIDS, expensive medications keep him going. One of these is human growth hormone, marketed under the brand name Serostim. It costs $40,000 a year. When he first started losing a lot of weight and showing signs of AIDS wasting syndrome, his doctor ordered a 12-month treatment, which worked well. At first.
And I injected it every day and with very positive results. But about halfway through this process of Serostim, I noticed burning at the injection sites.
He also noticed something funny about the packaging the vials came in. He went back to the pharmacy.
I asked my pharmacist, why this is burning? He said it shouldn't, but maybe I had some fake Serostim. I asked him what he meant by that. He said he didn't know much more except that he knew that there is some fake Serostim. So I went home and looked very closely at what I had, the empty vials and boxes with the remaining doses I had, plus what I had just received from the pharmacy.
One vial had an unusual rubber stopper, and a box had tabs with the wrong colors. He searched the web and found out that counterfeit Serostim had been discovered in 7 states.
At that point, I was pretty clear that at least for a month, I'd injected daily something other than growth hormone. The question that immediately came to my mind was, what had I injected?
The FDA won't reveal what was in the 2 separate batches of counterfeit Serostim that Roberts got, saying that the investigation continues. But Roberts has been told unofficially that it might have been a female hormone or a low dose of growth hormone itself. In the long run, it has done no harm, he told NPR. Other recent counterfeiting cases have involved expensive AIDS and cancer drugs and Viagra. In Texas, there were several thousand fake vials of Procrit, a drug used to treat anemia. In another case, vials of the blood booster Neupogen contained only saline solution. William Hubbard is Associate Deputy Commissioner at the FDA. He says the problem is growing.
Counterfeiting has been a very limited problem in the past, but we're concerned that it's getting to be more of a problem. Since 1998, we have had about 55 counterfeit drug cases that have resulted in 26 arrests and convictions.
Last year, there were 23 investigations. So far this year, 16 cases have been opened. Some episodes involve thousands of doses. Others involve only a few. Even though the FDA has no firm data on the number of people who might be affected, officials insist that the pharmaceutical supply in the U.S. remains safe. No deaths have been reported. Lou Kontnick is an analyst with Reconnaissance International, a consulting firm.
If you're a consumer, you should be aware that this issue exists, unfortunately, and you should look and be conscious about what you're doing. Should you be panicked? I don't think so.
In many of the recent cases, Viagra has been the target. At a recent Senate hearing, Pfizer Vice President John Theriot said the company is mounting its own security operations to catch pill fakers, particularly those who operate on the web and from overseas.
In September 2001, a self-employed carpet cleaner doing business as Mr. Spotless and Dr. Schwab was arrested for selling counterfeit Viagra on the basis of information that we developed and local authorities in Ohio corroborated. During the investigation, authorities intercepted 36,000 counterfeit Viagra tablets consigned to Mr. Spotless from a fictitious toy company in China. Information indicated that Mr. Spotless had a fairly extensive distribution network. An investigation is currently ongoing to determine the extent of it.
Mr. Spotless, whose real name is Haseeb Selbach, waived a jury trial and pled guilty to misdemeanor drug charges. He was sentenced to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. Some may have little sympathy for buyers of fake Viagra or the lost income of giant drug makers like Pfizer. But Pfizer's Theriot and others say the experience with Viagra opens a window on a world few knew about.
What we've learned from Viagra should be taken as a warning about what can happen and what is happening with other products. This is organized crime in a real sense, and organized crime will always seek out the weakest entry point in any distribution system.
And the weakest entry point may not necessarily be the international border. The patchwork U.S. drug distribution system has many conduits ready and able to receive counterfeits. Legitimate prescription drugs freely travel from middleman distributor to other middlemen before ending up on pharmacy shelves, leaving no paper trail. Again, Lou Kotnick.
It appears that some of what's happening with the counterfeits here in the United States is that some of the probably smaller distributors are actually involved in somehow accepting the counterfeit goods and then selling them along in the distribution chain. That's maybe not shocking, given the fact that there is this extent of middleman activity in the marketplace.
And the lure of drugs that sell for thousands of dollars a month. The recent development of drug shortages also plays a role, says Ron Streck, president and CEO of the Healthcare Distribution Management Association.
The problem is, as products become more expensive and as we see more shortages, then we can really anticipate more counterfeits.
One of the more insidious techniques counterfeiters are using is to plant a few fake pills inside real bottles with real medications, making detection all the more difficult for distributors, customs officials, and pharmacists.
And the sad part about prescription drugs and counterfeits is if you get a bad banana that came in from Latin America or somewhere else, or a bad piece of fruit, you can look at it, you can generally see it. You cut it open, you know that it's damaged. A sophisticated counterfeiter with a prescription drug can make sure that you as a patient will never know it. You'll take it, and you'll just not get well. Or you might get worse, and perhaps nobody will ever know.
That would have been the case with Rick Roberts had the shots he was taking not started stinging so much. After he found out what had happened, he became angry.
I only knew about it because I happened to ask my pharmacist, and he told me. There was never an attempt to inform me or warn me of the dangers of counterfeit Serostim, even though I was one of just 6,000 people in the country on the drug at the time.
At a minimum, Roberts says, drug companies and pharmacies should notify patients directly whenever they know something's gone wrong with their medications. And as Congress considers legislation to allow Americans to buy drugs freely from other countries, those who guard the system say that more than ever, buyer beware. Joe Neal, NPR News, Washington.